And the sun has gone down. The dark has risen, and so have I.
Intermission. Oh, wait, sorry.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. We're so happy to be here.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's true. I can tell.
We're good to go.
Can I tell you an interesting story once about something? And this actually happened.
Okay.
So I remember there's a show, a radio show that we had been on at one point, and later on they had to move venues, and they were doing a performance at a place that turned out, and I wasn't aware at the time, turned out was actually a BDSM club after the show. Turned in after the show.
Uh-huh.
So I just went to go see the show.
Right.
And so I'm standing there, I'm talking to some of the people, and you start seeing a shift in the clientele, and I'm like, what is going on here? And it just sounds funny until so we're all the things like pretty graphic stuff starts happening, right? And I'm like, well, this is kind of crazy. But at the same time, I'm as an artist, as a poet, you start going, what can I see and perceive in this situation?
Right.
Right? Because as a quote I saw from Ed Catmull just today, I love it. To become an artist, you must learn to see. And I think that works, in perception and everything.
Yeah.
But in the middle, and this is so something that would happen to me, in the middle of all of this, I look over and this little door in the wall opens, just a crack. And I see what had to have been an 8-year-old boy in a room with a video game on in the background. And he opened the door for a second and then he shut it. And I thought, that's a little kid of the person who owns the place.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. And that moment, in a weird way, one, I was concerned for a little boy, but that's not my place. But the other thing was, that little boy kind of symbolized to me who I was at my core, who I'd been as a little kid, who I am still now in many respects.
Yeah.
And I felt as out of place as that little kid in that environment. And so I just politely excused myself and turned around and left.
All right.
Yeah, but it was an interesting experience for sure.
Huh.
Anyway, to end this on a, or start this on a, not really down note, contemplative note. So this is for if you want to share something that is kind of darker or something that's not just appropriate for the main show. It doesn't have to be erotic in nature. It can be anything, really. But we just wanted to provide you this forum here, so we're not, full out censoring. So
yeah, and the only thing that we still hold true is the no hate speech.
No hate speech. That will make us drop you like you're hot.
Yeah, that's really there's really no place for it anymore. We've got enough of it in the world. We don't need any more. So
we're not going to be part of that.
Yeah,
we're not part of it. So let's just do this. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. There's a recording. I don't even remember doing that.
Really?
No, that's horrible.
Oh. Wow. I was sitting right here.
I mean obviously I did it. Yeah. I don't remember that. I would have slapped myself if I heard myself doing that. What song is that? Is that a Lil Wayne thing or what is it?
I don't remember.
Song. I didn't write those.
No, you did not write that.
I'm just reciting the lyrics.
Yes, you were reciting the lyrics.
I feel like such a jackass right now. All right, whatever.
Hey, you were reciting lyrics.
Yes.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Wow. That's intense, man. That made me cringe.
I'm sorry.
I know. Philip thought it was funny. It is Two Life Crew. That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Two Life Crew.
Too many certain words.
Yeah, it's just what it is. It's just what it is. The other day I came to school. I sat down and one of the middle school girls goes, "Are you aware that you have the exact same haircut as Kanye West?" I'm like, "It's a haircut of geniuses, yo." Moving on. All right. So we're here in After Dark. Hey, I have an idea. Would it be really crazy, just nuts, if we were to end one segment with a poet and the next segment with the poet, and then after a short song, start a new segment with the exact same poet? Let's go to Chris in Lansing. Chris, it feels like it's been forever.
segment with the exact same poet. Let's go to Chris in Lansing. Chris, it feels like it's been forever.
Oh, man, it has.
The moments just drag by.
Well, I had this printer problem, so I wasn't able to print out this one, so I'm literally going to have to read it off the screen.
All right.
So the thing being, do I want to actually give you a stand-up performance, or do I want to give you an erotic tease? But since this is World Poetry Open Mic, I think I'll actually give you an open mic performance.
All right.
This was actually written at a Kentucky cafe and performed there. I got there like a couple hours early and wrote this and then performed it there when they set up their open mic. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Stand by. Attack. Open mic. Set one. Dixie. 8 o'clock, open mic, said the sign. Coffee thick and hot, people just hanging. An almost good chess game on the right. Glancing and inwardly chuckling. Two-move mate missed. On the left, textbooks open, highlighter blending, more lost thoughts for the unwary. Conversations buzzing, mugs and cups chunking, people moving back and forth, floating, flowing with the stale air and espresso smiles. Notebooks and binders opening, closing, paper shuffling, muted, practicing, getting hyped for the scene. Announcement, come up and sign the sheet. We'll kick off in 5. Perhaps now is the time. Nah, plenty left. Line of talent begins to grow. Blocking the view, the mic haloed with a baby spot. Pair of old amps, leftovers from wannabes, border the stage. A well-abused bar stool centered. The line shrunken now, only a couple left. Time to get up and step to the sheet, pen in hand, scrawl next to 10. Ancient. Step away, humming. Dixie. Back to the table as a set of 3 for the night, thinking, now what? Lights dim down. The baby spot glows harsh and hot. 1 is up. The mantra begins loud and hard, fast. Some rhyme and jaw-jacking gestures meaningless set to the man. Sightless eyes staring, slack jaws waiting to be filled, minds beyond overload, scraping chairs, scuffing feet, waiting for something to happen, to be a presence, and being let down again and again as it always seems. Silence. The silence of all the lambs awaiting what wasn't. Scattered thin applause, then 2 moves up and takes mic in hand, then 3, then 4, then 5. The MC steps next, inarticulate teasing, a break for a few, then 6 through 9 strut their wares, themselves, as all else is bare, and leave behind ghostlets to join all the others that tried to feed and find more than themselves in a caring world that isn't caring. Number 10, ancient stalks to the line, circling the prey yet another time. Sits, leans, draws the mic tight, closes skin. The tones begin. Draw back the hand, let the bones fly. Give something, get something. By and by, but do you get anything when it's nothing you want? Sharp tones, sharp tones. Are heard, but they aren't. Softness dies in the dark, but it don't. The sin is in trying, but not the winning or whining, cause winning is the be-all, and whining that you're not. Whose loss is the lost? Victims all, the silent stare of knowing you're not what you thought. Can I care anymore? Do I care a rat's ass at all anymore? Does it matter? I know the dark. Do you? I live the cold. Will you? I buried friends and strangers alike, marked graves of senseless loss. A God I can never understand holds what I can't ever see again. Innocence in me. Light a smoke, draw the death in deep, feel it caress and intertwine. Feel it become you as the ash slowly grays. Another day's lingering, a remembering of what isn't, wasn't, or meant. The mic falls silent. The hand replaces it in the stand. Stool softly creaks. Number 10, ancient, softly humming Dixie, moves away. Set one done. Now there's two more sets to this. Do you want me to go through the rest of them, guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's the estimate on length, you would think?
About 5 minutes, I guess.
About five from already eight. How about this? Could we have you share it another time? Just so we can
certainly
observe.
That's why I stopped and asked.
I appreciate that, Chris. Yeah, we just want to observe the time limit thing we ask people to do. So I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you very much, sir. I really enjoyed that, though. I really would, and I would like to hear the rest of it.
That was real. That was written in the cafe and delivered there.
No kidding. All right. Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate
Catch
it.
Catch you
man.
Later.
Catch you later. Thank you. And that was Chris Collins from Lansing with another solid piece. I mean, he's been really solid tonight. Yeah. I mean, he's always solid, but
that
was great. Mean. Yeah. Okay. So let's head now to Kentucky to speak to Philip. See how he's doing. Hey, Philip, how are you?
Oh, much better now.
He's like, bam, much better now.
Are you guys ready for your victory meal?
Well, you know, I won't be doing it. I have to leave.
That's right.
I leave the house before 6 a.m. tomorrow, yeah.
Wow. You have to be all responsible and shit. I tell you. Wow. Yeah,
that's the truth. I really do. Right. Philip, if you knew the amount of responsibility I'm exhibiting this evening, you'd be incredibly proud of me.
Yeah.
JT knows what I'm talking about, too.
I'm very proud of him. I'm quite impressed.
You make me think of a cat about ready to go crazy and just run around and, you know, too much responsibility. Got to go crazy for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's apparently it. Yeah. Man, that read of the the Two Live Crew has surprised me. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
I think it's adorable. You know,
well, the first thing I hear is, well, there goes any chance of me running for public office.
Was that ever even a thought that you had?
The only reason that thought had come out was that I get incredibly pissed off the way people run things sometimes, and I'm like, God damn it, I'll do it myself. But I feel like, you know, it's probably a good thing. I think cutting that avenue off of my life is probably good and will keep me more on the right path. I feel like going into politics is almost like a personal failing.
Well, and I really have, yeah. I mean, I knew that I was never going to run for office, so that was never a concern of mine. But yeah. If Hunter S. Thompson can actually be legitimately on the ticket, I think there's, you know, always hope.
What a great
for
point.
You.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I'm not grabbing anybody by their cats, that's for sure.
Right. And Christine, I haven't even said a word to you. I you know, Michael's such a radio hog. How are you tonight?
You know the best part, Philip? The best part, Philip, is she left.
She left. Absolutely. Good timing, lady. There
no,
it is.
She's a nurse, works very, very early hours, and I think she was just turning into a pumpkin, so it was just time. So.
I know, I understand. Well, I'm glad that she's you know, taking up the role and is participating. It's nice to have someone new there, because I know you're going to be busy this summer from what it sounds like.
I got my schedule, and we'll go over and figure out, we'll be able to know exactly kind of what the dates look like. So I mean, I don't think it'll be as nuts as it sounds, but you know, some things might come up. So the good thing is we'll have some coverage.
Yep.
As the case may need.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's marvelous. Well, good for you. I hope you get some rest tonight. JT, thank you for always being a professional, sir. I know you're the one that really holds it all together.
That's
you humble
damn,
man. You,
that's the damn truth.
Mr. Haiku Master. Yeah, and make him blush back there. Blush under his beard.
You call it a beard. It's a beard blush. Yeah.
A beard blush, right. All right, well, I'll get to it and let the other poets have their opportunity to do their thing. This one is called. Oh, and by the way, I just to throw this out there for my fellow friends, poets, and so forth. You know, the way I look at After Dark, you know, I never really worry too much about whether my poem is, you know, this or that or the other. I'm just like, it's a third freaking chance to read, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't turn down a chance to read another poem. It's great practice, you know, so I'm always delighted to have a third opportunity, and I will take advantage of it. That's the kind of man I am. I take advantage.
Well done.
All right, here we go. I'll get to it. For Professor Y, teaching at Workshop N, assignment number 17, and here we go. Shirtless workmen at midsummer, bronzed barbarian chests glistening with saline rivulet trickles between their pectoral mountains, Hrothgar, Beowulf, Grendel, 15-year-old sunbathing in the adjacent yard, wears a bikini that barely fit when she was 12. Pound their hammers hard against the head of Roman nails, spikes that impale. Screw the finely balanced meters handed down before Christ's sermons. Passion is sloppy, messy as a sex-made bed. Zarathustra arguing with Zeus. Cloudless sun at its zenith, hymen ripe, bulbous and luminous above the virgin hour, earth on face, tip of the bronzed moon agleam as a fantastic clitoris, this colossal sphere that resembles a renegade monk who shaved the remaining tonsure from his bald pate, his corpus callosum, a slit at the center of his exposed crown, spilling thought. Discarded lollipop, cherry red cliche, melting along a hot sidewalk somewhere. Car bombs, child abduction, instructor from the $1,000-an-hour literary workshop professor, reminding everyone in attendance, write with pregnant images, parks his lemon-yellow Mercedes askew across two spots so nothing gets scratched, his talent, ego, nor his unwarranted paycheck. And there it is, my friends.
Really interesting juxtaposition there.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it is. It is, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's exactly it, right? I mean, you know, trying to get as close as possible to put the dirty thoughts in your head and, you know, and keep me as innocent as possible, which you all know is bullshit.
So,
you know, I could read the back of an oatmeal box and probably make it sound dirty. So, you know.
What it reminds me of, basically hearing the way you're describing it, reminds me of like a jazz musician who's basically lifting the melody or a line out of a song and playing it, but melodically they're leaning out of the spotlight just far enough so you can't tell it's them who's stealing it and completely, you know, fucking it up and flipping it over. And I feel like that's kind of what it feels like to me.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. You make me blush, sir. You truly do. Michael, and your students, man, I'm honestly, I truly, and I mean this as the biggest compliment in the world, having known many teachers and adored many teachers, and actually my mother was a teacher, still is a teacher, really, but even though she's retired technically, I am envious of your students, man. I know that you have some gem of students there who are just, you know, they respond to you, and I know you keep them thinking and inspired, and that's just that's priceless. And I really thank you for doing that.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem, man. JT, it's good hearing from you, sir. I hope next week it's better for you. And I will see you, I guess, at the next reading on the 10th, according to your calendar.
Yes.
Which is looking very handsome. And our book is out, the anthology.
Oh, yeah. The
right?
anthology's been rocking
yeah.
out for a while. Yeah, so if you're interested,
all right.
go to Amazon and okay. look up World Poetry Open Mic Anthology.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's really great hearing you guys. Be well and have a great week. And until then, adieu.
Adieu, Philip.
Thank you.
Adieu.
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 Just got you,
that,
huh?
I love that word. It's just such a good word. It's like the opposite of moist.
Really?
Adieu.
Oh.
Adieu.
Gotcha. All right.
And actually, in a weird way, kind of, okay, anyway. Let's go all the way to Connecticut. And actually, in a weird naturally. Way. To Connecticut.
Let's go all the way to Connecticut.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Barbara.
Okay. When Diane told me that it was after dark tonight, I just sat down and wrote this, and it's after dark, so enjoy.
Okay.
When We Loved, it's called When We Loved. I opened like a blooming rose under your caresses as your fingers lightly traced your love on my tingling skin, and your lips followed, tracing the path and moving ever onward toward the final goal. The sweet taste of your lips returned to mine as we met, meshed together as one, tongues entwining as lips became moist, and we loved together in pleasure. I felt the power of your engorgement causing fluids to create a welcome space for you, and I opened those other lips to bring you inside and created a place where we were one, moving together as we both spiraled into the aura of magical sensation. This was not fucking or screwing, no. This was the expression of love. As you thrust yourself into me, it felt so right, as if you belonged there. And when we both succumbed to the delight of reaching the pinnacle, we kissed again, secure in the knowledge of that love. End poem.
What can one say to a poem like that.
What can one say?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's after dark, so, you know, you can say anything. And when you can say anything, you know, Mary said juicy.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Barbara, thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for being here. Like Philip said, it's such a joy to know that there's a place where we can just get on and read our poetry and share it, and that you are appreciative of it. And, you know, I belong to, like, the Garden of Poetry and Prose, giving a little plug for that, and my friend Diane, who administrates it. And so we have a lot of poets there, and we get comments, and the comments are great. You know, the comments are wonderful, but sometimes it's wonderful just to read your poetry and hear firsthand people's comments, you know, just like your expressions and how you react to it and all that stuff. And so that's why it's so great to have this program. And just love it and give up my Friday nights gladly to you guys.
Well, thank you.
I mean, we watch, I don't know if you ever watch this, but this is like the best, I think the best show on TV. My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I can't say that I've seen it, actually.
Oh my God, it's so great. First of all, it's a musical. It's a musical. And it has music and dancing in it, and it's just so wonderful. Every time. And funny. Funny and different and quirky. And so I watch that with my daughters on Friday nights to catch up. So we like to see two or three episodes and then, you know, we stop. And so that's why I was late, because I was watching my Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Well, it's that's okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you weren't that late.
No, I wasn't too late, but, you know, it's like, I have this deal with them that I try to spend time with them, and then, you know,
yeah,
I can't, so,
yeah.
You know, most Friday nights I'm here, though, because this is where my heart is, so you guys are the best. Have a great week, and hopefully, you know, I won't have to write another political poem this week. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, huh?
It all depends. The thoughts come up to the surface, and, you know, I write whatever I think, so whatever comes onto the screen is what I write. So yeah,
makes sense.
That's it. So that's why I'm not happy about having to write political poems. I'd much rather write things like this, but, you know, it's not always a choice, you know. Anyway, have a great time. I don't know if I'm the last or you have more people, so I don't want to keep anyone from reading.
All right.
So,
well, thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Barbara.
Take care.
Thank you. All right. So that actually does end our After Dark segment for this month, for this evening. So, from myself, from JT, and from the departed, just from the studio for now, Christine, we want to say thank you very much, and we will see you next week. Good night.